gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Friday, everybody. Representative Jan Schakowsky coming up on the big show today. And sexy liberal John Fugelsang in hour number three from the New York Bureau. By the way, those tickets still flying out the window.
Wow.
Chicago Sexy Liberal. Only three sexy liberal shows in 2013. And this is the big Midwest show. Tickets are going very, very quickly. Just went on sale Friday. VIP's gone. But you can get your tickets if you hurry. Hurry for April 13th at the Chicago Theater. All right. Chris Lavoy, people think that conversations we have on the show are weird.
Right.
That's because they don't know what we talk about off the air. Oh,
they don't. They don't.
Right.
You know, my friend Jeff in D.C.
My boy toy.
Your boy toy, exactly.
Right.
He and I were talking yesterday, and he would like to buy you a pinball machine to put in your basement
right.
so that you and he can recreate the scene from The Accused.
Mm.
That's hot.
With costumes.
That's hot.
Oh, he has wardrobe picked out and everything.
Okay, so that's weird, A, because we're both gay. And
true.
<number two.
laughs>
It may outshine cat videos on the YouTubes.
And I have a new straight boyfriend that I've been sexting with, which is also weird.
Weird.
I don't know what's happening.
Because you're gay.
Right. He texted me yesterday, when's the last time you had hot man action? I said, in a Packard. He said, oh, it sounds like it was with Ike. And I said, no, Taft. That fat bastard made me fat.
I don't think they had Packards yet when
no?
Taft was.
All right.
Well, no.
No.
They barely had bathtubs.
Not one's big enough for Willie Mauer Taft, anyway.
Yeah.
I was going to say, we're talking about President's Day.
Yeah.
Taft should get a week.
Yeah.
President's week.
Exactly. Oh, Lord. No, it's because, you know, it's in the, with the straight guy, it's in that testing phase to find out if, you know, I'm that kind of gay or I'm the bound chicka bow kind of.
Or two drinks away from.
Or the vivid video game.
Like, move along. Yeah. I'm not the lesbian porn droid you're looking for. Move along. I'm not doing it to turn you on. It's for me. Okay. You know what? I may have to preemptively give Judy Smartest Girl in Class Award today.
Oh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She writes, staff, gun owners keep saying you can't compare driving and insuring a gun, insuring a car to gun ownership, and I agree. Gun ownership is a constitutionally protected right, but so is my right to an abortion. In state after state, my constitutional right to an abortion is being severely restricted. So why can't we impose the same restrictions on gun owners in states that choose to do so? Number one, there'll be only one place in the state where you can buy a gun. Number two, once you arrive at the state's one gun store, you'll be required to walk past a gauntlet of anti-gun protesters. Three, once inside, you'll fill out all the paperwork, which includes every detail of your personal information, and then wait 72 hours to quote-unquote think about your decision before actually being allowed to purchase a gun. Number three, you'll be shown a graphic video of people of all ages who've been injured or killed by gunshot wounds while having a state-licensed agent explain to you the dangers of guns along with the statistics for gun injury and deaths. Number four, you will submit to a mental health sonogram, otherwise known as an evaluation. Number five, finally, when you return in 72 hours, you will again walk past the gauntlet of anti-gun protesters when you arrive to pick up your gun and again when you leave with your gun. Number six, you will submit to rules 1 through 5 every time you want to purchase a gun.
There you go.
Never going to happen.
No,
that's... Huh. Judy, arguing for some consistency in the gun argument. Huh. Interesting that.
Yeah.
Let's run that up the flagpole over at the stupid party and see how that...
Not going to happen.
Speaking of the stupid party.
What?
What's our latest favorite thing from Fox News?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes, Fox News claims that solar power won't work in America because it's not sunny here like it is in Germany.
They're kidding, right?
No, they hopefully have a map of, you know, which countries are the right color.
Right. Yeah, and America, you know, we have a southwest here.
It rains all the time in Germany. There are no deserts in Germany.
The map of America is, you know, red and yellow and orange, and Germany is blue and green for the amount of sunshine. Fox News is stupid.
It's science for dummies.
Yes.
Okay. I get it.
The entire southwest could fuel the entire continent, North and South America, probably. Phoenix by itself would generate enough for...
Absolutely. I've lived there.
West.
There's a lot of sun
part
there.
Of the country. Yeah.
All right.
I mean, it generates heat at night. The buildings glow, practically.
No wonder this doll is such a big seller.
The barn owl says...
Who let the dogs out?
The hippo says...
It makes you a slut, right? Makes you a prostitute.
The turtle says...
Our top political priority over the next 2 years should be to deny President Obama a second term.
The shrew says...
Guys,
and gals.
The flamingo says,
barbarians need to be disciplined.
The chimpanzee says,
I'd like to stay here all day, but I gotta go to Vegas.
The hyena says,
do it live! F***ing thing sucks!
The sheep says,
it's socialized medicine and we do not want it.
Where specifically are you hearing these things?
Fox News.
Oh, that's great.
Happy children. The sound of happy children.
Yeah.
Their new GOP and say. All right. I cannot get enough of the Republicans in disarray stories.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Donald Trump. Karl Rove is a total loser. Why are people still giving him money?
Fight.
Yes, Donald Trump tweeted yesterday, Karl Rove's strategy and commercials are the worst I've ever seen. Karl Rove is a total loser. Money given to him might as well be thrown down the drain. Why are people giving money to Karl Rove when he just wasted $400 million without any victories? Use your head.
This is the guy who lost money on a casino.
Right. Use your head.
Use your hair. Head. You know what I meant.
I don't want the fight to end, Chris, but I have tried to be helpful by saying, please, don't fight. You're all losers. Seriously.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
Tea Party crazies and the Republican establishment. All of you. All of you.
The whole lot of yous.
Yeah. Oh, look, there's another one in Politico.
Oh.
The GOP Fox political purge. Republicans and Fox News moving to purge the controversial political creatures that created. Both were damaged badly in 2012 by loud partisan voices that stoked the base, but scared the hell out of many voters. Now, the GOP with its dismal image and Fox News with its depressed ratings in January scrambling to dim those voices, to wit, ousted contributors Sarah Palin and Dick Morris, two of the most obnoxiously partisan figures on the network's air. Karl Rove himself, sidelined by Fox after the elections, helped start the super PAC we've talked about to help, you know, get rid of the Tea Party crazies and, I don't
right.
know, whatever, electable.
Right.
Is that becoming like Jumbo Shrimp, electable Republican?
Kinda.
Okay. Bobby Jindal's been running around the country, as Politico says, is saying Republicans must quit being the stupid party.
Yes.
To which Donald Trump said, you're stupid for saying that.
You're stupid,
you're stupider than Karl Rove, you stupid. Okay.
And you're a poopy head.
Exactly. Senior, right, we have Grover Norquist calling people poopy heads. Right.
Yeah.
They are. They're the Pee Wee Herman party, really.
I know you are, but where am I? Johnny is brown.
I am rubber, you are glue.
Right. Mm-hmm. A senior Republican operative said the party has two huge unresolved impediments to the top leader's grand plans. Suicide conservatives. It's the new thing.
Oh, boy.
Who would rather lose elections than win seats with moderates. Yes! Yes! Have some principle! Absolutely! I am for that!
Go further to the right!
Yes! Go! And the many groups on the hard right that depend on direct mail fundraising that requires a high degree of audacity and borderline shrillness. Talking to you, Dana Loesch. throw in a third obstacle.
The very definition of shrill.
Throw in a third obstacle, loudmouth personalities. And candidates who once created are hard to control. Oh. They're your own monsters. Enjoy.
Yeah.
They brought you abnormal brains. Oh, well.
You brought me an abnormal brain?
Yes.
Abnormal.
Yes.
Perhaps I could help you with that hump.
What hump?
What hump?
I urge them to put the candle back. That's what you need to do.
The candle?
Listen to me, Doctor.
Listen to me very carefully. Put the candle back.
Okay. I don't know what that means.
I have no idea.
It's better advice than you're getting from anyone else.
Exactly.
Right?
Better advice than Christine O'Donnell ever gave you.
That's right.
I'm not a witch. I'm you. Are you a good witch?
They're
what about witch?
They're all just a parade of crazies.
Yeah.
They really, really are. Oh, speaking of which, Steve King.
The stunning Steve.
Stunning Steve King, according to
stunning
the show.
Stunning Steve King.
Bachman.
Mm.
Who looks stunned all the time.
Yeah.
On Thursday, he might have inadvertently climbed one of his electric fences meant to keep illegal immigrants out of his farm. Maybe that's what happened. Maybe he was demonstrating how it would work. Okay. He on Thursday circulated an email to supporters asking for cash to stave off efforts by the Karl Rove group.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I've not made a decision on this matter, but already Karl Rove and his army have launched a crusade against me. Nobody can bully me out of running for the U.S. Senate, not even Karl Rove and his hefty war chest. Stunning Steve King. Yes, he's the one that said that would work, the electrified fence, because it works on his farm animals.
Yeah.
Mm.
See, so the, you know, Mexican people, farm animals. There was a, you know,
the
analogy
equating
there,
the two,
which
that,
was not offensive to anybody. Okay. All right.
Boy.
Oh, wait.
What?
One more. Fight.
Okay.
A group of conservatives on Wednesday called on American Crossroads to fire its spokesman for calling conservative commentator Brent Mozell a hater.
Well, he's a hater.
Fight. He went on a radio station, said Mozell's a hater for opposing the new Rove group.
Right.
He's trying to, get rid of the crazies. He said, Mozell's a hater and also has a long sordid history of, hating Karl Rove, too. So he has a weird personal axe to grind.
He does.
Again, boys, don't fight. You're both evil and horrible and haters. Really, you're
and Brent Mozell looks
awful.
Like he looks like he smells of gin and cigarettes.
Yeah, I think so.
Or gin-flavored cigarettes.
In a letter, a number of conservative activists, including Mark Levin.
Who's sarcastic.
Right. And Tony Perkins.
No, mother, blood, no!
No, not that guy, the family. Okay, so they want him to fire the Karl Rove spokesman because fight!
Stephanie Miller.
All right. They all hate each other so much, and it's just good fun. All right, 17 minutes after the hour, off to a rollicking start on a Fridays with eventually a fugal sang.
Yeah.
As we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Call Stephanie now. She's easy. 1-800-STEPH-12.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 22 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number. Mike in Chicago. Hi, Mike. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Go ahead.
I was just curious how you can give somebody the Smart Person of the Day award or whatever when they're completely wrong. There's nothing in the Constitution that guarantees your right to an abortion.
She's talking about it is legal, like gun ownership,
that's right.
Correct?
No, she said it's in the Constitution, the right to own a gun.
Well, it is in the Constitution.
And that's not true.
Right.
The Supreme Court decided that it was constitutional.
That it's constitutional. Mm-hmm. It's a law. It's not a constitutional right.
Okay. Did you miss the point she was trying to make, that there are a lot of regulations on a legal medical procedure? There are a lot of restrictions in a lot of states. Why should there be no restrictions on guns at all?
There are restrictions on guns.
Really?
Sure. As part of a well-regulated militia, for example, which is in the Second Amendment, which you people always want to rule.
Right. The National Guard can have all the guns they want.
Technically, she was wrong.
No, she's not wrong.
No.
She's comparing her legal... Why is it okay to put so many restrictions on a legal medical procedure, and it's not... The NRA wants virtually no restrictions on gun ownership.
Because
they are not for background checks. They are not... literally, they think it's okay if you're on a terrorist watch list to have a gun. I mean, seriously?
Here's the thing. The difference is, buying a gun doesn't take a life, and abortion takes a life. Now, if you don't believe that, that's fine. But the other point I have to make...
What is a gun for?
What is a gun for?
Abortion is not... Right. It legally is not murder.
A gun for, Mike? Killing.
Target practice?
It's for killing.
Target practice?
It's for killing.
Practice for what? Practice for doing what?
Shooting a black helicopter.
Inherently, a gun doesn't kill anybody. You have to do that. I'm saying, just buying a gun.
It is a tool that people use for only killing things or people.
It is something that is legal to have, and an abortion is something that is legal to do in this country, period.
Well, that's fine, but she said it was in the Constitution, and it's not. My other point
is... But she said it's her legal right was her point.
Right.
Right.
Okay. It's not in the Bill of Rights.
Exactly. That was my point.
Let's just say, if you had a vagina, Mike, how would you feel about having a transvaginal probe in order to buy a gun? How about that? How about if you had to have a proctology exam before you could buy a gun? How about that?
Or a catheter.
What would be the point of that?
Exactly!
Hold your goals! We have a winner! And thanks for playing, proving our point exactly. All right. Oh, that was a thing of beauty.
Oh.
Bling.
Bless his heart.
He did not see that coming.
No.
Okay. All right. Margaret in Texas, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Margaret.
Hello.
Hello.
I was just wanting to comment about the gun debate.
Uh-huh.
Actually, there's the Congress and everyone up to the president. Everybody is talking about what to do about the gun problem. It's kind of ridiculous because the government should have never let people have these assault weapon type guns. We
right.
had lots of guns in the country.
Well, we did have a ban on those kind of guns, and then it expired.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what the result has been. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I mean, I'm just waiting for the NRA, after John Brennan's testimony, to say that everyone should be able to have a drone. That's the only controversy to them. Why can't we all have those?
Well, yeah.
Well, as long as you don't have the Hellfire missile attached to it.
Right. Exactly. There's not like there's not some sort of reasonable restriction there.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
you
know.
Can have a drone, but not with a Hellfire missile.
Missile?
Well,
missile.
It's Friday. I'm
drunk.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Nate in Asheville, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Nate.
Yeah. Hey, Stephanie. Thanks for
Hello.
Taking my call.
Yes.
You know, there's a lot of progressive talk on the radio about the drones and the crazy wars and that kind of thing. And I'm, you know, I wanted to ask or just sort of suggest, you know, why are we cutting old people's throats, you know, for the and other social supports to, you know, attempt to balance the budget? It seems like the framing of the conversation is going that way instead of cutting the military budget. Why is nobody talking about that?
Right.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jim.
Well, yeah, I mean, why should they go after entitlements when we have this huge bloated military budget?
Yeah. Yeah,
$750 billion a year is
yeah.
ridiculous.
I don't even know why we're arguing about things the military doesn't even say they want or need.
Right.
You know, I mean that's where it gets.
And
ridiculous.
Plus, stationing soldiers in Europe to keep the Soviet Union out, that ship has sailed.
yes. I think we could just Dolph Lundgren is fine. We just
sure.
placed him. Yeah. Okay.
He's Swedish, but you know,
right.
whatever.
Yeah,
not a point right now.
It's all right. Stephanie in Utah, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Steph.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, I love you guys. You're
Thank
great.
You. Thank you.
My question is, I watched the news yesterday, and they were talking about, you know, the drones, and the one guy says, the American people need to know. We need to know what? I need to know if my neighbor, who is very angry, I need to know if he has a gun.
Mm-hmm.
I need to know if the guy on the bus sitting next to me has a gun. There's a need to know. And they're talking about terrorism and all these kind of things. What about upstate Idaho? There's nothing but terrorists up there.
Well,
are we going to drone them?
You're talking about white supremacists?
Yes. They're acting as terrorists.
Yeah. Okay.
They have the guns. All the guns.
There are things besides white supremacists in, you know, the
There's
panhandle
potatoes,
of Idaho.
Potatoes.
You know, Coeur d'Alene is a lovely city.
Yes. There are potatoes.
Potatoes and terrorists.
And occasionally Batman.
And some good skiing.
Yeah.
You know.
If you want to have French fries with a white supremacist,
and,
that's the place to do
know,
it.
White supremacist, Idaho. You know, fortifications.
Right. Right.
Boiling oil. Vats of boiling oil.
Right.
Okay. Alligators and moats.
All right.
I made that part up. But
alligators walking on their hind legs.
Chewing up baby children.
Right. Where alligators wearing bowler hats.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
That's where alligators from, you see.
Technically, it would be illegal to
yeah.
bomb a United State. You know, one of the two.
Do we seem like family, fancy coastal
No matter how
liberals,
crazy they are.
With very
can't
little
really
knowledge of
understanding
what
of what's in the middle
Idaho.
There.
I've lived in the middle of
the country.
Country
there.
That's why I'm always defending the middle of the country, because I've lived there.
Right. Idaho?
Hey, defend bags of vipers.
I lived right there. That's right there.
But I've lived in the mountain time zone. Y'all haven't.
Okay. Well. Look at you.
All right. I'm fancy.
All right. Right back on the City Slicker Show.
Stephanie Miller.
She's got me all tangled up in one big doughy love pretzel.
Uh-huh. It is the Stephanie.
You've been hanging out with John Lithgow. Wow.
Yes, yes, yes. 34 minutes after the
and
hour.
And David Bowie, apparently.
All right, we played a Michelle Malkin bite in Right Wing World yesterday.
Yes.
In fact, we should probably find that to review. But anyway, Jackie Schechter's here for a little, yes, Jackie's Healthcare Corner. Yes, all right.
Hello, world, here's the news that she's bringing. Come on, this Jackie.
Good morning, Jackie Shackna.
Good morning.
So we played this soundbite right in Right Wing World yesterday, this Michelle Malkin rant about, well, you can sum it up, right? She was saying... She's saying
we're all going to hell in a handbasket.
Right, there's going to be no more doctors.
Yeah.
Doctors are all, there's no more. Actually, I think she says currently there's no more doctors in
America. No, Band-Aid and a prayer.
Right. We're all living on a, here it was from yesterday.
Out here in the real world, the effects of Obamacare, including the medical device tax that is cutting R&D and causing layoffs across the country in the most innovative firms, the fact that so many people who were intending to go into medicine are no longer going into medicine, thank you, brain drain, a big consequence now of Obamacare, and the fact that so many small businesses, doctors who were individual practitioners, are either bailing and retiring altogether or going into concierge care. Have you heard that term? Do you know the trends now of people who are shutting down their practice as they used to be constituted, dropping insurance altogether, where now only the wealthiest can pay for care. Congratulations, Obamacare. Heck of a job.
So, we tried to unpack that little rice ball of nonsense yesterday. And so I got a letter I sent to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dee Dee writes, Malkin is right. I can't believe I'm saying this. Hey, Steph, the hospital systems have bought up the big doctor practices. Smaller doctors were not brought into their systems. Medicare pays the hospitals three times the amount for any procedure like an EKG that they pay a single doctor. 1,500 doctors retired in Ohio in 2012. I'm related to a physician. There is going to be a shortage of doctors. I can't believe I'm saying this, but she's right about some of this. I'm very concerned now that this means blah, 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 whatever. So what were your thoughts on that?
A lot of swooping generalizations, considering yes. The law doesn't kick in fully until 2014.
Yeah.
Right, so it's curious that it's already happened.
Yeah,
but
Michelle Malkin's time machine is incredibly effective.
Yeah.
It's like Chris Brown. Did you read the account of his community service hours where somehow he went back in time and had less hours one month than another? That's what it's like. It's Michelle Malkin's time machine where she's predicting what's already happened.
Right.
There is such a thing as a medical device manufacturer tax. And if we're going to find some money to help subsidize affordable health insurance for people in this country, it has to come from somewhere. So why not tax the people who make a lot of money in medical devices? Why don't we tax the insurance companies? Why don't we tax? I mean, that's where some of the money's coming from. But I don't think there's been any stifling of research and development. I mean, it's one of the arguments they made to try to avoid the tax.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that there's any actual evidence to show that it's stifling anything.
Right.
In fact, Medicare is one of the leaders when it comes to innovating new procedures and new methods and new ideas and new technologies, and they're not having any problems. So
right.
I would imagine these multi-billion-dollar companies are doing just fine.
Well, you and I talked about this obviously before about this fear mongering that, like, for instance, they've said, oh, you know, look, insurance companies are raising their rates. See what Obamacare's done already, and you said, you know, blame the culprit, the insurance companies, because
I don't understand why people are so hesitant to blame the people who are actually doing the bad act. You know, if your employer is cutting back your hours because they want to make more money and not provide you affordable health care or access to affordable health care, blame the employer. It's a crappy employer.
Well, thank you. It's like during the election, right? I mean, Papa John's or whoever, oh, pizza's going to be 14 cents more because of Obamacare. Oh, I got to fire people because of Obamacare. I mean, you know, if right, exactly. It's blaming Obama because you're a douche.
Right, exactly.
It's gigantic.
Blame
compound.
The insurance companies who've been raking in record profits year after year. They're not losing any money. They made more money last year. The top five health insurance companies made more money last year than they did the year before and the year before that. I mean, why are we feeling sorry for the wealthiest? Why are we feeling sorry for the people who are making record profits and paying incredibly exorbitant salaries? I mean, health insurance companies don't provide any actual health care.
I do feel sorry for the chicken bartering industry.
Yes, exactly.
And as far as doctors are concerned, I don't know a lot of people who are deciding not to go to medical school because they don't think it's going to be a lucrative profession.
Yeah, yeah.
You find me the stats on that.
They're taking one of Rick Perry's Whataburger jobs instead.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. I was thinking because we're having having Jan Schakowsky on. She and Bernie Sanders introduced this bill, you know, that's basically making corporations, like, pay their fair share, you know.
There's a novel idea.
Right, but it would end tax breaks for companies that ship jobs and factories overseas. Of course the Republicans will be against this because they'll go, oh, you're hurting businesses and you're hurting. But you're right. You know, we're having all-time corporate, profits. Mm-hmm. And this is what I mean. They run whether it's healthcare, whatever it is, they run the same play every time, right?
Yeah, we talk about the disappearing middle class, right? The poor are getting poorer and the rich are getting richer, and it's much harder to survive in the middle class in this country, to be middle class in this country. So yeah. What we're doing on the Republican side in these sorts of fear-mongering cases is inflating the wealthiest and arguing to make them wealthier. I mean, there's no shortage of doctors. I mean, it's been for years and years and years. Try to get into a primary care physician anyway, right? Like, I mean, unless you're sick and you call and you say, look, I need somebody. There's a waiting list now. Like,
right.
there's no change in that. Like,
right.
The insurance companies prohibit you from seeing people now.
Right.
So we're trying to fix the system, and it hasn't gone into effect yet.
Right, exactly.
But you can't complain that it's problematic when you don't have any evidence.
I want to get in Michelle Malkin's time machine and go back and fix a few things in my personal life. Is that possible?
Can I come with you?
Can we all come with you?
All right. Jackie Shetner, thank you, honey. Delightful corner.
My pleasure.
See you at the top of the hour.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
That was annoying. That's on the voice right there.
Okay.
Cynthia. Cynthia, North Carolina. Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, Stephanie. I love you. I listen to you all the time.
And I keep hearing
people make comparisons about abortion and gun control. And it really bothers me because abortion is a decision that one person makes on their own about their own body that only affects them, whereas gun control affects many, many people without any consent whatsoever. I mean, it just is so not the same. And for people to keep bringing that up is just absurd.
Yeah. Yeah. No, exactly.
Right.
Yes, thank you. That guy.
Well, it only makes sense if you believe zygotes are people, too.
Right.
Also, we got an email from a lawyer who makes a very interesting point. They say, I'm an attorney. Tell your caller regarding the no right to abortion in the Constitution that the Supreme Court found an overarching right to privacy that is the core of the protections afforded citizens vis-a-vis their government. This is why women have reproductive rights without undue government interference based on their constitutional right to privacy.
Uh-huh.
But, like the right to bear arms, it is not absolute and has been regulated constitutionally.
Right, and she makes an mm-hmm. absolutely perfect point. Like, why is it okay to place that many restrictions on that right? When she said, I mean, they go crazy when you try to place any restriction on gun ownership.
Right.
And you know, that's what I can never understand, is how is that legal? How are you able to do it transvaginal probe? It's talking about invasions of privacy, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a feeling that if that does go to the Supreme Court, that will be an invasion of privacy
yeah.
and will be ruled unconstitutional.
Yeah. Right. Things sticking things up the hoo-ha.
Up the hoo-ha.
That's the legal term.
Sure.
Okay. Chris in Kentucky, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Chris.
Hey. I'm sorry. I'm still laughing over the hoo-ha bit.
Yes. I would like it said just like that at the Supreme Court.
I'm a first-time caller, so be nice to me. You're my only.
I'm going to call it the Demi Moore argument. If I were arguing in front of the Supreme Court, I would say
no chance that I am going to roll around naked in creamed corn with a bunch of drunken yahoos trying to stick niblets up my hoo-ha.
Right?
Wow.
Kidding.
It's the Stephanie's argument.
I want to talk to you about the gun control thing, the
yes.
assault weapons ban and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm a disabled vet, and I've been around guns pretty much my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And why anyone would want an AR-15, which is a really rotten knockoff of the M4 carbine, which is a garbage gun to begin with, is beyond me. But anyway.
Whatever you just said right there, that was like Latin to me, but okay. You're speaking gun. Okay.
Well, the thing is, one thing I have to correct you on is that you can own machine guns, fully automatic, big monster machine guns in America. You just have to pay the taxes and do all the paperwork.
I mean,
it's... You know, I just don't understand the need for it. But the big problem with the assault weapons ban is it doesn't work. It works to one extent, but what happens is you have to work on the manufacturers.
Yep.
Because what they do is you make a list of what constitutes an assault weapon, and then the manufacturer goes, oh, well, it can't have a bayonet lug. We'll just make the exact same gun and take that piece off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or another company, like in California, the assault weapon ban in California is bypassed by a big piece of plastic, which amounts to the stock and the trigger guard, which makes it look like a one-piece stock.
Hmm.
And that makes that weapon totally legal. You actually have to go to the manufacturers and fight them, and you'll never be able to do that because of the amount of money they put into the government.
Well, Chris, we had Representative Adam Schiff on yesterday, and I mean, you know, just the fact that, gun manufacturers have absolutely no legal responsibility at all. They have complete immunity. You know, even if they knowingly sell guns to somebody that they know is a straw purchaser that is going to sell to people without background checks. I mean, how is that? What product in America has complete immunity from any kind of...
Cars.
Well,
cars.
Right. Not the Pinto.
Well.
Well, okay.
Or the Corvair.
We're not going to go into the Pinto, right. Are we?
Yeah, exactly.
But no, I mean, it's the same concept. I can't sue Ford for somebody having a drunk driving incident.
Right.
But the concept, I don't think it should be the manufacturers you hit for the straw purchases. You need to hit the guys selling the weapons, the actual dealers, because they're the ones that are going to be able to know whether or not someone's buying 47 whatever. You know,
that's the bad actors. It. That's what, you know, Representative Schiff said. Chris, thank you for joining us here on Gun Talk. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you. I love you. Your show.
You are my
one liberal outlet here in Kentucky.
Oh, boy. Close the drapes. All right. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it. Whatever he just said, it was like, it was Charlie Brown's teacher.
Wah, 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 wah,
M4 carbine. Wah, 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 wah. Okay, because that's everyone can agree that other thing was a garbage gun anyway.
Sure,
whatever.
Thing with the uses an M4.
What?
Jeez.
Having a Mannlicher Carcano.
40, proving the point that liberals know nothing about guns. Yeah. All right, this one doesn't. I don't. All right, and I don't want to. La 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 la. 45 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Red, white, and Steph. It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Mm-hmm. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 50 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Richard in Illinois, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Richard.
Hello. I think a better comparison is to leave the abortion thing and gun control separate. I mean, I'm pro-life, so I don't even want to get in a conversation with you about abortion. But promiscuity...
Okay. But the point is, it's legal. So is owning a gun. Owning a gun is legal. Having an abortion is legal. That was her point.
Yeah, but there's many ways that people are trying to use registration and those kind of things to make gun ownership so difficult. It's virtually outlawed. But my point is that...
Richard, there are 300 million guns in America. Really? Do you think it's difficult to get a gun? It's so onerous, really? It's so onerous to get a gun.
Let's get back to the comparison.
Answer her question.
Yes, we've made it so egregious to get a gun in America. It's so difficult. Where would you find one? Oh, there's one.
If a person wants to be promiscuous, they should have to go to the medical doctor. They should have to have psychological evaluations.
Excuse me?
Wow.
People get pregnant by accident all the time that aren't promiscuous.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about people who are engaged in behaviors that can be risky, like owning a gun. Like you said, a gun is designed to kill either an animal or a person.
That's not part of the law. You don't. A doctor doesn't get to say, "Are you a slut?" before
right.
I decide if I'm going to give you an abortion.
I have to give you a slut test.
I wouldn't call anybody a slut who's promiscuous. That would be look. I would have to look in the mirror and say something bad about myself.
Yeah, you're a slut.
No, I don't think so. But I mean, I did definitely need a little education and a little.
So, Richard, let me get this straight. Control. A doctor should be able to ask, "Are you promiscuous?" before he gives a woman a legal medical procedure. But you're not allowed to ask a person if they're crazy before they want to own a gun. You're not allowed to check in any way if somebody.
I'm agreeing totally with many of the perspectives that the Democrats have on gun ownership. Many of them are common sense. They're
right.
Decent. I think some.
The NRA should agree on those too. But they don't.
I've written the NRA and told them to agree. But like I said, stop the comparison of abortions to whoever wants to call yourself.
It's a perfectly legitimate comparison. I was reading an email. Someone said, "Why is it all right to so restrict this legal right?" And, you know, a lot of people, I mean, obviously the gun lobby is arguing for virtually no restrictions on gun ownership.
Well, I mean, they're losing that, but they're losing that nationwide. So I mean, you have to grow up, so to speak.
And, I mean, grow up. So I'm not allowed to read an email from someone that.
Our side, Stephanie, let's relax. I'm not attacking you in any way. I'm just saying.
Yes,
that,
you are. You're saying that's a bad comparison. What, I'm not allowed to read a letter from someone that said that, you know, that made the analogy.
I mean, abortion is designed 100% to end a life. There is no other.
Right, and what is the point of guns? What is the point of guns?
I don't want to talk about it.
To end a life.
I don't want to talk about it? Well, fine.
Well,
that was an argument
ended.
You
get into a philosophical medical debate about when life begins.
Right.
But so if a doctor is allowed to ask you how many people you're sleeping with, then they should be able to ask gun owner, how many people have you shot?
Right. Yeah. Right.
Or how many people are you thinking about shooting
right.
with this particular weapon?
Right. Okay. Oh, boy.
Wow.
We've gone down
two
a weird
great
tastes
that don't go together.
Yeah.
Oh,
boy.
Joe in Chicago. Hi, Joe.
How you doing?
Good.
I'm calling because I completely believe that the assault weapon ban is a joke. The high-capacity magazine ban is a joke. I don't understand why they keep fighting over a cosmetic issue with a gun that isn't going to change anything.
But it's not cosmetic. If you have a large clip, you can keep firing and firing and firing. If you have a 10-round clip, somebody can tackle you before you kill another 10 people. I mean, that's
seriously,
what happened in Arizona. It's exactly what happened.
First of all, you can tackle somebody while they're shooting. And
they can shoot
good
you.
Luck. Yeah, good
wait,
luck.
Yeah, what the hell?
Let me finish.
Running towards a guy with a gun?
That's what I do every single day as a police officer. Wow.
Yes, but most people don't have vests.
Right. They don't have the training.
Let me finish. Okay. First of all, a magazine exchange, it's not a clip, it's a magazine. And a magazine exchange, if you are proficient at it, you can do it in easily under 2 seconds, if not less time than that. Secondly, a gun doesn't have to be empty and can still fire. And you can do a magazine exchange. So I can have a bullet in my gun. I can do what's called a tactical reload and take the magazine out.
You're a cop. Most people
don't have that. Yeah,
right. You don't want to at least give someone a chance?
You don't have to be a cop to do that. Anybody can do that. And limiting the number of rounds in a magazine.
You don't want to just make it hard, a little bit harder, teensy-tiny bit harder for someone to, you know, be able to shoot, I don't know, 45 people in 9 seconds?
I don't think
a
cop would be against regulations
yes,
like that.
I don't think so
a
either.
A real cop.
Jim, do you suss out some sort of malfeasance in the callers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, they've been mobilized.
Cap. That's the ticket.
Yeah, sure. I work for the Flemington Police Department.
It's like during the campaign. Hello, Stephanie. I am a small business owner and an independent. I like to listen to both sides, and I just stumbled upon your show.
Because cops have to deal with those guys, too, and they don't want to get shot any more than
civilians
say,
what do. Cop is, I'm for cop killer bullets.
Yes, more of them. Let's bring it on.
And bigger magazines.
Yeah. The ringers are coming out of the woodwork. On your Facebook page, someone said, I am a liberal Democrat who owns a gun, and I will vote against anybody who votes for gun regulations. And I'm like, okay. The only people who use the term liberal Democrats are conservatives, and Republicans, and they use it as a pejorative.
Uh-huh. Right there. You skedaddle off my Facebook page
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
I am a liberal
baby killer. Oops!
I
wasn't supposed to say that. Darn it!
Go on, be a lamb and skedaddle now. Ron
sure. A cop. That's what people have unlimited...
Yes, mm-hmm. I'm a cop who really thinks there's not enough... We need bigger magazines. Okay, Ron in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Ron.
Hey, how you doing, Stephanie?
Good.
I'm glad I got on your show. One thing I wanted to talk about is, first of all, I am a gun owner. I'm also an assault weapon gun owner. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, here comes the tone. But one thing I wanted to talk about was the things that I have in common with yourself and some legislation that I think would be good.
Okay.
One of them is the private transfer in state, and I got to be specific, in state between one person and another. The reason why is I've done an out-of-state transfer with my dad. I sold him a Glock 19, and to do that, and this is specifically Illinois, you have to go through a dealer. I had to take the gun, send it to a dealer. My dad had to go and do the background check before he could get the gun. You know, and, okay. and that was one thing that, but that is only done from state to state. Now, in right. state, you can just simply give the person the gun and...
Yeah, well, that's the part that's a bad idea.
Yeah.
Okay, right back with Right Wing World on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Oh, we it's an amazing amount of 12-star generals out there.
Yeah.
That are for no gun control of any kind, suddenly. Hello, I am a conjillion star brigadier general who...
And an admiral.
...thinks everyone should have drones. Hello, Stephanie, I just stumbled upon your show. All right, wow.
I like to hear both sides of the argument.
Okay, some people think we should be able to have drones and tanks. Some people don't.
And speaking as a representative of Doctors for Cancer, I...
Right.
What?
Speaking of, as the head of firemen for pyromaniacs, mm-hmm. I believe...
Everyone should have accelerants.
Everyone should have
matches.
Kerosene.
Exactly.
Lots and lots of
it's
kerosene.
In the Constitution. It's your right to set stuff on fire.
Right, right. Meanwhile, back in the real world, a new Quinnipiac poll finds Americans overwhelmingly support background checks on all gun sales. Poll found 92%. That's all 90% almost.
Wow.
More than 90%.
What? Support the checks, while 7% oppose them, including all of the people that have called the show this morning.
Yeah. And there should be background checks in those 7%.
Yeah. Travis, why aren't you doing background checks?
I was going to say that the screening process is not very exhaustive here.
It's a little loose.
You say, what now? You're a 45-star general?
Wow.
Okay. Yes, we talked to, a cop. A cop that's, hello, I am the president of Cops for Cop Killer Bullets.
Yep.
As a Navy general, I...
What?
Oh,
wait a
no.
Damn it.
Wrong right. script.
The poll also found 56% support a ban on the sale of assault weapons.
Travis, I just typed you up a message.
You don't pay me enough to run background checks.
What's that?
I pay him for loosey-goosey. Oh.
Yes.
Remember when Jim used to scream when we started the show? Do you want? Hi, would you want to say something? Okay,
yeah,
hold
do you
on.
Have a pulse? Okay.
Hang on. Okay.
You have a phone? Okay, you're good.
That was Jim's entire screening process.
That was.
Hi. Okay, hold on. Hi, and
how
hold
are
on.
You?
Oh,
Dick and Dayton.
Dick and Dayton, how we miss ye. Hi, Jim. Good morning. How are you? Okay.
Hey, what's the matter you? It's Luigi.
This is humor from 8.5 years ago.
Yeah,
okay.
Wow.
Early days of the show.
Oof.
At the Stripper Pole Studios.
Tommy in Columbus.
Speaking of Columbus.
Right. We were talking about the... Predator stuff yesterday, the drone stuff on the show yesterday. Steph, a team of American and Iraqi epidemiologists estimates that 655,000 more people have died in Iraq since coalition forces arrived in March of 2003 than would have died if the invasion had not occurred. The number of deaths, wounded, homeless, orphans, mental casualties from that war is in the millions, and people are still dying to this day because of our unneeded incursion into Iraq. Saddam was a no-good piece of but he used to have Al-Qaeda members shot on sight. Yeah. By the way, the drone question, not just black or white, I'm against the war in Afghanistan, and I think that poll is not worth one more American life. But if you left your home country, traveled hundreds, if not thousands of miles to train to be a terrorist so you can kill American troops or civilians or any of America's friends around the world, I want you dead first. One of my best friend's son is in Afghanistan right now, and if a drone strike helps to keep him safe, then go ahead and launch them drones. That's Tommy. Again, I understand the concern. The other side of it, it's not, well, as he says, it's not a black or white thing. We have some of the John Brennan testimony.
Uh-huh.
But first, let's dive into the right-wing world. Why not? Let's see what's doing, shall we?
Okay.
Okie dokie, then. Sean Hannity, oh, boy. Okay. We got a gunman on the loose, and Sean Hannity somehow is... sussed out. Okay.
It turns out that the gunman, Christopher Jordan Dorner, is a vocal supporter of President Obama, Hillary Clinton, Dianne Feinstein, and other top Democrats. Oddly enough, he vehemently opposes the NRA and viciously attacked that organization's CEO in his letter. But don't expect to hear much about this on liberal news outlets like CNN or NBC News, because it turns out Dorner is a big, huge fan of those networks. If he read a book by a conservative author, Sean Hannity, Mark Levin, Rush Limbaugh, Ann Coulter, this would be big news. And they would say, they inspired him, because this has happened many times before.
What Sean fails to mention, that he also mentioned in the letter or in the big screed, that he's a fan of the morning and afternoon radio hosts at the Rush Limbaugh station next door.
Oh, heavens. Uh-huh. Okay.
They left that part out.
But, Sean conveniently left that part
out. Fortunately, no right-wing lunatics have ever done anything violent of any kind.
Right.
Okay. Wow. Mm-hmm. All right. Carl Rove on O'Reilly.
This is not about ideology. This is about being a bad candidate. Look, Marco Rubio is a strong conservative candidate.
But
he's an effective communicator.
He's a moderate Republican.
Look, Rand Paul.
He's
for
more conservative than
Rubio. $2.7 million. Right. And look, we gave more money, spent more money on behalf of these Tea Party candidates than any other group in America. Any group.
Ooh, defensive?
I love these groups that are criticizing us, saying, well, they're fake conservatives. Well, I repeat, we spent $30 million for Tea Party Senate candidates and $25 million. There's no group that comes close to what Crossroads has done in terms of financial support for Tea Party candidates.
It sounds like he's a little bit defensive, though.
I'm not defensive. You're the one being defensive. Shut up.
Well, that's perhaps because of headlines like how the civil war between Karl Rove and the Tea Party could cost Republicans the Senate. Oh, no. I hate stories like this. Civil war, they're calling it. Brewing Republican civil war between establishment types like Karl Rove and the Tea Party activists. What's the story? Oh, like any cornered animal, many Tea Parties are wildly lashing back.
Yeah.
Citizens United President David Bossie said the civil war has begun. Yes, fight, civil war. Viva la revolution! Tea Party groups, I love this part. And I think, by the way, Jim, this is a spectacular idea. Tea Party groups threatening to even back third-party candidates if Rove's picks prevail in the primary. Yes!
Mm-hmm.
Yes!
Be free!
Yes!
Don't let them dictate to
Rihanna.
You!
Don't be Rihanna! Fight back! Yes! Third party! Go third party all the way! Yeah, they are... If a Tea Party-backed candidate loses in the GOP primaries after their attack by Rove's group, the Tea Party Express might support them as third-party candidates. That
if they don't
is a
win,
magical idea.
It goes for fourth-party candidates.
Right! Four-part! What's wrong? More democracy, the better!
Do it!
T, and then a E.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Glenn Stanton is
and
from Focus on the Family. Focus on the Family.
A really pernicious lie of Satan to say that the gender part of humanity doesn't really matter, because the gender part of humanity is really denying the distinct God imaging in each of us as males and females.
Mm.
And we need to understand that as Christians.
Yes.
First of all, I mean, that's the biggest thing. The other is that, you know, again, kids don't really need a mom and a dad. They just need any, you know, configuration of loving adults who care for them. In fact, and this has already been the case, think about this. We all know about what hate speech is. The fact of saying a child needs a mother and a father will be deemed hate speech because that is a statement against same-sex marriage and parenting.
Yes.
Wow. It's all so clear to me now.
Mm-hmm.
Satan...
I'm not going to say I'm gay anymore. I'm going to say I'm a pernicious lie of Satan.
You are.
Sounds hotter.
It's all so clear.
Wow.
Sounds dirtier.
No,
okay.
Dirty. Yes.
Awesome. All right. Glenn Beck, we'll just leave that there. Okay. Glenn Beck, the Blaze.
On the Blaze. That's his network.
Right.
Yes.
No, it sounds crazy, but I was pretty convinced that President Obama was a Marxist. I was convinced that Van Jones was a dangerous communist. I was convinced that the Arab Spring would end badly. I was convinced that the economy was not on solid footing. I was convinced that the mortgage and the banking system would begin to collapse and eventually collapse. I'm convinced of all those things.
Mm. And that's why I'm building a big right-wing Wally World. Where's that going to be?
In Texas.
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 Hurry. Get your timeshare now.
Yep.
Six brain cells over Texas.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Hey, there you go.
Good job. Nicely done. Nicely done, sir. All right. Oh, again with Michelle Malkin. Okay, fine.
We have Chris Rock treating Obama as his father, Sandra Fluke treating Obama as her boyfriend, and Jamie Foxx, who said during the campaign that Obama was our Lord and Savior. These people need group therapy, is what they need.
Oh, that's exactly Sandra Fluke's testimony. She said President Obama...
He lost my boyfriend!
pretty much. Nothing about endometriosis or why some people need, you know, birth control for other things, and she has a friend. All right. That was it. Sum total. I am a slut, and the president.
My boyfriend!
Okay.
We got an email.
Yes.
It says, hello, Ms. Miller.
Hello.
My name is Brentwood Flint. I am a 5-star Brigadier General, MD Esquire, former Chief of Police for the City of Canada, ex-Supreme Commander of NATO, and an avid hunter.
Yes.
Because of my vast experience in these diverse areas of stuff, I am very much opposed to any gun control whatsoever.
Right.
Did I mention that I am also a liberal Democrat? I would encourage you and your listeners to become familiar with gun issues.
Okay.
Once you understand the issues, you too will encourage unlimited ownership of firearms and weapons of every kind. Yours sincerely, Brantwood Flint, General MD Esquire, CP Canada, Supreme Commander NATO, ipso facto rigor mortis.
A.K.A. John Cleese.
We have the smartest, funniest listeners in the world.
That was Chris and Yankton.
Of course.
Okay, Kathy in Arizona, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Kath. Kathy? Hello.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hi.
Kathy in Arizona?
Yes, okay. You are. Yes, you are.
Steph, I love you and your show.
Thank you.
I took my daughters to see you in Columbus. It was wonderful.
Oh, my God.
You flashed me.
I flashed you?
Flashed me.
Oh, well.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But anyway, I want to say something about this. The test for gun ownership. I think if anybody has a testosterone level too high, they can't have a gun.
I like that. You have to have low T. You have to have low T and be that guy that dances to the disco ball in order to have a gun.
That's right. That's right.
Yes.
And the lower your T, maybe the bigger the gun you can have. The higher your T, your gun has to be small.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go. And you know what? Since I flashed you, I'm also going to give you a $50 Sherry's Berries gift card. How about that? Take a look at those berries.
Thank you.
All right, hang on. Hold on, Travis. Get her information. A $50 Sherry Berry card for amazing Valentine's deal on giant freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry Berries. Go to berries.com. Click on the mic. Type in Stephanie.
Giant berries.
Baby fists. Okay, 17 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
If your radio sounds funny, don't touch that dial. It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 22 minutes after the hour. Representative Jan Schakowsky coming up at the top of the hour. And sexy liberal John Fugelsang.
Oh, yeah.
Fridays with Fugelsang. Okay. Rocky Mountain Mike has declared this right-wing troll boy day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because of all the right-wing troll callers today. All right, then.
I've been listening to your show since I first sat on my remote. I'm a small business owner who likes to listen to both sides.
Yeah.
Yep.
I've got some lame half-baked opinions, like Obama is a Kenyan, and a list of Fox News talking points to get through, like a right-wing troll boy.
Yep.
Talking out my ass about subjects I don't even know. And hogging up all your phone.
Yes, yes. This morning, yep. Absolutely.
Yep.
Like a right-wing cowboy. Speaking up the airwaves of TV and radio.
Pew, pew.
Yay!
Yay! We need some right-wing colon blow for the phone line.
We do.
We need flush. Right-wing roto-rooter for our... All right. Sam in New York, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Sam.
Hey.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good.
I got to say that I am just discovering your show.
Oh.
And I'm sorry for being so late, but you guys are absolutely great.
Oh, good. Thank you. Normally, that doesn't go well for me.
You guys are funny, and you tell it like it is.
Normally, I'm an acquired taste, but thank you.
Yeah. But you know what I'm starting to see and understand that since Obama was the last elected, I think the Republicans stopped taking their meds.
Yeah.
And they're just going full out crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Obama derangement syndrome, absolutely.
And it's sad because at this point, in our country, I think young people are starting to understand the political forces, and they're seeing such a bad side of it, and they've got such a bad taste in their mouth.
Well, that's why, you know, Sam, they're in such disarray, and the Fox's ratings are down because they created this cartoon of the president that normal, sane people just don't believe, you know?
It's true. It's absolutely true. But I hope that it doesn't damage the future for young people. Yeah. I hope young people still see this country as a great country. I've served in the military for 15 years. I loved it. I fought for this country. I believe in this country. I don't want anybody to pee on my leg and tell me it's raining ever again.
There you go. By the way, since you were a soldier and I'm a liberal hippie, I would like to place some flowers in your military gun barrel.
What?
A $50 Pro Flowers gift card for you. How about that?
Oh, thank you very much.
All right, hang on.
Even though I was a sailor and basically held a mop for 15 years.
Oh, all right.
Oh, you didn't have to say
that's
that.
That's enough. Giving you flowers anyway. Okay. if you're looking for flowers this Valentine's Day, go to proflowers.com, click on that microphone in the upper right-hand corner, enter my password, Stephanie. I gave him flurs for being a new listener.
And you just snorted.
I did. I was very excited about our new listener.
In his defense, he had a high-capacity magazine for his mop.
Oh,
right,
okay, good.
Right, whew. Right. Amy in Columbus, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Amy.
Hi, how are you?
Good, go ahead.
I just have all the people that have called against the letter you wrote in the beginning.
Right.
I feel like the only people going to get abortions are quote unquote sluts.
Yes.
What a woman has to go through and what she goes through before she makes a decision to have an abortion and to have to wait 72 hours and have a vaginal probe. It's maddening. And maybe if they want less abortions, maybe they need to go ahead and keep funding Planned Parenthood so they can give birth control and sex education on how to prevent the pregnancy in the first place.
Yeah, well,
right. you can't be anti-abortion and anti-birth control.
I mean, Amy, that's exactly right. You're right. That's the box they put women in. It's like, you know, we don't want you to have birth control, but, oh, you got pregnant, you're a slut.
Yeah.
Right, and there should be a 72-hour waiting period for guns, because in 72 hours, if you're going to kill somebody, you might be kind of over it.
Yeah, exactly. You might be. And we're inherently lazy Americans.
You know, it's kind of like the draft folder when you're writing an email. You know, if you write a really angry email, put it in the draft folder and wait for a day or two and then come back to it and see if you really want to send it.
The drunk filter where you have to do a complicated math problem before you hit send.
Yes.
Angry. I don't remember who I wanted to kill.
That's, I think how many lives were saved in the day of muskets by the time you're like, you know, you are an, never mind. Forget it. Go away.
Yes.
Exactly. Just get out of my...
Not worth the trouble.
That was old-timey times version of the draft folder.
Right.
Yeah.
And muskets, of course, the old-timey draft folder.
Even if you did load your musket, you were unlikely to hit anything with it because it was not a rifled barrel. It was a ball, a little metal ball.
Yeah.
That would just,
Even if you were drunk, you'd sober up by the time the damn thing was ready to fire.
Exactly.
Like, oh, what was I thinking? I'm sorry. Let's go for more drinks.
Good for fusillades when you have a bunch of guys shooting simultaneously and it's like buckshot.
Yeah.
But
Ash in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello. Hey, Ash.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, Steph. Hi, Mooks. Thanks so much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I am calling because I'm just so tired of these violence, fantasy, addicted fanatics controlling sensible adult decisions about guns.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a former Marine. I'm a former cop. Years ago, I used to even consider myself a Republican-leaning independent, and I voted for several Republicans over the years. Most of them ended up in jail, but that's another story. Once the neocons took over that party, all the values that drove those old-line conservatives got tossed out, and I now consider myself a progressive.
Right.
I'm calling because I have this, I guess, troll, but perhaps former cop was talking about wanting to allow high cap magazines.
Right.
And it sort of dovetails into this whole conversation about why we would allow things like high caps, why we would allow teachers to carry or anyone in a school to carry. It doesn't make any tactical sense. Right? So we know that when a magazine is changed, in the case of somebody who's very proficient, it can happen in a couple seconds.
Yeah, well, okay. All right. 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Bedroom. 8 scared teenage boys just waiting for it all to be over.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. They're 4 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-1 to the phone number. John in California. Hi, John. Hello. Hi, John.
Hello.
Hey.
I love your show. You're awesome. You're all kinds of awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. Every kind. Thank you.
Yeah, I wanted to bring up something, and maybe I'm missing the point, but it seems that the debate seems to be primarily about what weapons we shouldn't have. And that's great. I think there are some weapons we shouldn't have. But in the scope of everything, ever since Sandy Hook, we heard a little bit talked about early on, but we haven't heard that. We've heard most about gun control. Is it? What about crazy person control?
Sure.
Right. We
need
that, too.
We've got people with some serious problems, but it seems that no one is talking about that.
No, we talked
about it. Discussion about.
No, we haven't. It's been a big part of the, you know, the president. Everybody has
and
said
also
that.
PTSD
that
is a very big factor. People coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan and not getting the mental health treatment they need.
For instance, I do my part. If I've dated you, you probably shouldn't have a gun. Okay.
Really?
Artie in... I can suss him out. Okay, Artie in Texas, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hey, Artie.
Hi. How you doing, Stephanie?
Good, go ahead.
Hey, I wanted to let you know something. I don't watch Michelle Malkin. I don't even know her, but I've heard your thing about her. Just wanted to let you know, leave it to Texas for the greedy boneheads to, you know, lead the way. I have a brother who lives in Dallas in an affluent area. This is happening in the Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin, Houston area. It's called concierge doctors. And SWAT doctors are, it's like a knee-jerk reaction to Obamacare just to prove their point.
Yeah, well, exactly. And it hasn't even, as Jackie said, it hasn't even kicked in yet. That's the whole point is, you know, that people are blaming stuff. Yeah. Michelle Malkin's time machine, as we said.
Yeah.
She's gone forward to warn us all of the horrors that will ensue when Obamacare actually kicks in.
Say nothing of the FEMA death camps.
Yeah.
Which will,
Right, is where you'll end up after the death panel from Obamacare.
Right. And you need to make sure the lightning hits the clock tower at exactly the right time.
Exactly. okay, so...
Who's Secretary of the Treasury? Jack Benny?
I have to say some of our callers are kind of the medium gun nuts, medium crazy. They're not necessarily the craziest. Like, for instance... Aurora Theater shooting victims harassed by conspiracy theorists. Have you heard about that?
Oh, my God.
Wow. You made it up, didn't you? I knew it.
Really? Really?
What's
this
the
is
conspiracy?
What you want to go through after that when you've been through. Some survivors of the mass shooting in the Aurora, Colorado movie theater last year have been relentlessly harassed by conspiracy theorists who believe the shooting never happened.
What?
In a court filing this week, they wrote, proponents of purported conspiracies have contacted victims in this case, some of whom have even gone so far as to recruit other members of the public to contact the victims and to publicly post maps with the home addresses and phone numbers of the victims on various social media sites. The targeted people have expressed concerns about their privacy and personal safety. Some residents of the Newtown, Connecticut have also been harassed by conspiracy theorists there. Who
believe my God.
People have literally said the president that they just planned that so that for gun control and yada yada. So now you've been through that, and now you're going through this, because that's how crazy some of the gun people are in the country. Okay.
Wow.
All right. So the John Brennan hearings were yesterday. Mm-hmm. There was a bit of a hubbub.
There was.
Some code pink hubbub. And
yes. There was a falderol.
Yes, and falderol. John Brennan yesterday.
I think there is a misimpression on the part of some American people who believe that we take strikes to punish terrorists for past transgressions. Nothing could be further from the truth. We only take such actions as a last resort to save lives when there's no other alternative to taking an action that's going to mitigate that threat. So we need to make sure that there is an understanding. And the people that were standing up here today, I think they really have a misunderstanding of what we do as a government and the care that we take and the agony that we go through to make sure that we do not have any collateral injuries or deaths.
Okay. John Brennan again, talking about
intelligence. I clearly had the impression, as you said, when I was quoted in 2007, that there was valuable intelligence that came out from those interrogation sessions. That's why I did say that they saved lives. I must tell you, Senator, that reading this report from the committee raises serious questions about the information that I was given at the time, the impression I had at that time. Now I have to determine what, based on that information as well as what CIA says, what the truth is.
Well, yeah, because at that time, too, Dick Cheney was on television every day saying waterboarding worked.
Right.
And, you know, again, people like John McCain and Dianne Feinstein and people that have read all of this intelligence say that's not true. And that's why they made this statement against even the movie Zero Dark Thirty and said this is a misimpression. Mm-hmm. And anyway, so John Brennan.
I never believe it's better to kill a terrorist than to detain him. We want to detain as many terrorists as possible so we can elicit the intelligence from them.
Yeah, he was, because somebody was saying that it was something else he'd said. It sounded like he, you know, was for killing instead of detaining, and
right.
He corrected that misimpression. This is the fall to roll. The aforementioned Code Pink hubbub.
John Brennan, your drone policies are endangering my generation. You're killing kids halfway across the world. I stand in Pakistan. We're hanging out with people my age.
If I might ask. I'm going to ask that this room be cleared right now. With the Capitol Police, please come in and clear the room.
That was Senator Feinstein.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that was...
Okay. No, it's just interesting, you know.
Yeah, I had this debate. I was on Governor Granholm's last show.
Oh. Senator,
I miss her already. I can't breathe without her. She might be up for a cabinet post, though. I hear a lot of speculation.
What cabinet post?
I'm just going to call her if she does, just to see if I can, you know, she'll take my call. I'll just keep calling over and over.
No, she won't.
She doesn't even. I'm dead to her after last night. Yes,
you are.
But,
yeah.
No, but we had an interesting Carl Frisch and Governor Granholm and I had a discussion about the. It really is. It's just not a black or white issue, and particularly for liberals, I think.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, she agreed the president is fighting a smarter, tougher war on terror, as he promised to when he campaigned. And we were talking about what we said yesterday about, you know, George Bush with one bomb took out several blocks in Iraq because he thought Saddam might be there or whatever. And talk about a dumb war. Oof. Mickey in South Dakota, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Mickey. Hey, Mickey.
Howdy.
Hi.
Yes. Howdy, everybody. Say, first off, I wish I could come see you guys in Chicago. I'm just going crazy. I can't financially afford it, but...
Aw. We have some $25 tickets on sale, as far as I know.
It's getting there from South Dakota. That might
yeah.
Be there. Yeah.
Road trip!
It's a 12-hour drive there. I would do that, but I just can't.
Aww.
I can't because I don't have the money to do it. But anyway, at least I get to enjoy you on DirecTV.
Oh, good. Yay.
Hey, the reason I'm calling is because of this. These men, and I mean all men, no matter who the guy is, they do not have a right. No matter what they feel in their head, they don't have a right to tell a woman what to do with their body.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
A woman's body is their body. So how dare any man say that this woman cannot have an abortion, especially these damn idiots who run this country and are put in politics. First off, I have an oldest sister and a younger sister. My oldest sister got married and got pregnant, and it was God. The heavens opened up. God gave her the best baby in the world. She never cried a bit. But my baby sister got knocked up at the age of 14.
Uh-oh.
Now, at the age of 14, she was so undecided. Oh, my God, I want it. No, I don't want it. I want it. I don't want it. Dad's going to kill me. Mom's going to kill me.
Right.
So that child, when it was born, cried the first 3 years of its life because she knew she was an unwanted baby. But my oldest sister's child did not cry like that because it was a wanted child. So anybody who gets raped and gets pregnant and they want to have an abortion, how dare any man, white, black, green, no matter the color, they have no right to tell a woman how they can run their bodies. And I wish men would stop telling women how to deal with their own personal bodies.
Yeah.
No man on this planet is going to carry a baby for 9 months.
Thank you, Mickey. Thank you. I appreciate it. Yay. Thank you. You don't have to control my body unless I want you to. And then that's hot. Okay, I should read this again because this is what started all this early in the show. But it was a really good letter by Judy. Gun rights, she said, staff, gun owners keep saying you can't compare driving and insuring a car to gun ownership. I agree. Gun ownership is a constitutionally protected right. So is my right to an abortion. In state after state, my constitutional right to an abortion is being severely restricted. Why can't we impose those same restrictions on gun owners in states that choose to do so? Number one, there'll be only one place in the state where you can buy a gun. Number two, once you arrive at the state's one gun store, you'll be required to walk past a gauntlet of anti-gun protesters. Number three, once inside, you will fill out all the paperwork, which includes every detail of your personal information, and then wait 72 hours to think, quote-unquote, think about your decision before actually being allowed to purchase a gun. Number three, you'll be shown a graphic video of people of all ages who've been injured or killed by gunshot wounds while having a state-licensed agent explain to you the dangers of gun, along with statistics for gun injury and deaths. Number four, you'll submit to a mental health sonogram, otherwise known as an evaluation. Number five, finally, when you return in 72 hours, you'll again walk past the gauntlet of anti-gun protesters when you arrive to pick up your gun, and again when you leave with your gun. Number six, you will submit to rules 1 through 5 every time you want to purchase a gun. Just saying.
Yeah.
Another edition of Just Saying.
That's the haps.
Right. Okay. 45 minutes after happen. The hour.
Never
right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Moving on to new business, what act of unmitigated evil shall the Republican Party undertake this week?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Woo! Stephanie Miller.
Don't make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me go all out. Up in here.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show up in here. 49 minutes
up
after
here?
The hour. Right?
Up
right,
in where?
Right here.
Up here. Here.
Ah.
Here.
Larry in the hellscape that is New York City with another storm on the way. Hello, Larry.
Hi, Stephanie. How are you?
Good. I just talked to sexy liberal tour director High Strung Roland Scahill this morning, and he said that there's a run on milk and bread and, I don't know, eggs.
Everything that you need
right.
to make French toast.
That's what he said. Yeah. He said, were you off to make French toast? What's happening?
Well, we're in upstate New York, right near Syracuse. We haven't got hardly anything yet.
Oh, so, and you're used to it there.
Oh, yeah, 9 months of winter and 3 months of bad skiing. You better believe it. So,
I used to do that bad skiing. What were those places near Buffalo? I can't even remember now. Or I used to ski.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I'm not a skier, so yeah. I don't keep up with that. I couldn't stand up on the things. I was talking with your producer when we first called. I spent 25 years as a government attorney prosecuting, among other things, child abuse and neglect cases.
Uh-huh.
And I used to meet more perverts in a day than most people meet in a lifetime.
Yikes. I talk to more before 6 a.m. than most people do all day.
It's probably so.
Right.
And, this thing with the abortion restrictions and especially this transvaginal probe just doesn't make any logical sense. And I've been thinking about it since forever. And I think I finally figured it out.
Uh-huh.
These guys aren't conservatives. They aren't Republicans. They're a bunch of perverts is what they are.
Yeah.
They really get
it's,
off.
Yeah, it's about controlling women.
Well, that's
and,
part
and
of it.
Shaming them, right?
To a degree, sure. But just to be able to write into a public document the words transvaginal gives them a thrill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'd be willing to bet, and this is a little radical, but I'd be willing to bet that a good portion of them, when they do that, visualize that procedure, and they're
yeah.
the ones holding the probe.
I was. And, I think the minute we enact a bill that in order to get Cialis, you need to have a transrectal invader, I think that
there you go.
They might stop those laws.
Or a catheter.
But, right.
I mean, we need to get in right in their face and say, you're not doing this for any other reason than your own perversions and make them defend
mm-hmm.
what they're doing
yep,
on
exactly.
any logical basis, because there is no logical
yep.
basis.
John, you're absolutely right. There you go. Have you had your transrectal invasion yet? Okay, I'll check the box. Okay. Oh, hey, looky here. The post-Sandy New York City rat invasion everyone said wouldn't happen has begun.
Mm.
There
what?
You go. Yet another reason.
Just
to...
in time for Hellstorm
yeah,
Nemo?
Yeah, New York, in my experience, was kind of a hellhole. Remember, there was a snowstorm the year I was there?
Yeah.
And they stopped garbage collection, and
yeah.
then the rats came.
Yeah.
And then I was crossing West Side Highway, and the hawks were eating the dead rats that were getting hit by the trucks on West Side Highway. And I'm like, I gotta get out of here.
It's part of the reason why New York chewed you up and spat you out.
Right. Remember we called it a move to New York, which then became a trip?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
became a skedaddle. Yes, Gawker brings us the... Oh, boy. Scientists warned us the rats would not flow from their underground burrows in a squirming tidal wave of horror, fleeing the rising waters. The experts were wrong. The rat invasion of New York City has begun. The New York Times reports, driven for shorelines, the rodents came inland in droves. The Times article follows with a parade of horror stories from a city seemingly besieged by rats.
Wow.
And another storm on the way, and everybody's like, oh, let's make fresh toast. Oh, the Benghazi hearings are still going on?
Yeah.
Awesome. Good Thank Lord. God there was such, oh, there was the same sort of oversight about the fake weapons of mass destruction. Oh, no, there wasn't.
Leon, you can't just willy-nilly send F-16s there and blow the hell out of a place without knowing what's taking place.
Well, we did that in Iraq.
Yeah. Yeah, we had all the armchair warriors on Fox about what they should have done. And, yeah. Right.
Lieutenant Colonel Ralph Peters looking at you.
And Secretary Clinton having to answer ridiculous Fox-like lies, right? I love that look on her face. Like, there was no video. What? No, there was no video feed during the...
Turkey?
What? Okay. Senator Lindsey Graham and Leon Panetta.
Did you ever call him and say, Mr. President, it looks like we don't have anything to get there anytime soon?
Glory be.
The event was over before
it lasted
we could move
almost
any
8 hours.
Hours.
I declare I will be on the fainting couch with a mint and julep till I get an answer. Okay.
I will not be ignored.
Senator Graham.
Did the president show any curiosity about how is this going? What kind of assets do you have helping these people? Did he ever make that phone call?
He said as he slammed down his 1940s telephone. What? Pardon me? It's a tiny one.
I can't remember. I was thinking of something, then you had me get that.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
No, that's okay.
All right. You can only do so many things.
I know. I'm an octopus.
Jennifer? General. General. General Martin Dempsey.
Jennifer Dempsey?
I didn't
General
know that
Hamm
about
actually don't call me called Jennifer. The embassy to see if they wanted to extend the special security team there, and was said and was told no.
What? Okay.
What?
But and first of all, the Republicans are the ones that they said no to funding for extra security. What are you
exactly?
Okay, Senator Saxby Chambliss, Republican.
Your responses, General Dempsey, are very inadequate, and in my opinion, the same kind of inadequacy for the security that you provided at that consulate.
Oh, pardon me. Sorry.
Lindsey Graham slammed his phone down again, just for emphasis.
Right. Troubling. You know what? Everybody the president nominates is troubling, Jim. It's troubling. They're troubled. But it's just very...
I'm troubled that I haven't found anything troubling about you yet, but I'll find something.
Corky in Rochester, New York. Hello, Corky.
Hello. Hello, Stephanie.
Hi.
Yeah, there's a guy here at Lonsbury. I'm sure you know him. He had a 15-year-old kid calling his radio show and defend the right to own magazines and assault weapons. And I thought, oh, my God, what is this kid hearing at his dinner table? He's 15 years old.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's affecting the children, these guys.
Yeah.
Why don't they just shut the hell up?
All right. Okay. All right. Okay. Mary in Missouri on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Mary.
Hello, I'm calling. I got to get in on this on abortion. I'm so tired of all these comparisons, and then they use the absolute that it's abortion's taking a life. That's their opinion. I'm an atheist. I don't feel, for me, it's taking a life at that stage that you get abortions. You're not. It's not fair for them to try and tell me I have to go get an invasive procedure if I choose to have an abortion, not because I've been promiscuous, but because it happened.
I mean, there's married couples that get pregnant that don't want a child. There's obviously a host of reasons that it just, that's why that kind of moralizing doesn't, you know, belong in the debate.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you're right, though. You have to be a little more detailed about a zygote is not the same thing as a third-term fetus.
Yeah, personhood amendment, zygotes could have mortgages.
Sure.
It's just I don't know how they grow.
Driver's licenses and...
They can't really sign
high capacity
yet.
Clips.
Can they hold a pen?
No.
So how do you sign the mortgage documents?
Well, therein lies the rub.
Right? They can't rub either because they have... Okay. All right, let's go to Dennis in Oregon. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hello, Dennis.
Morning.
Good morning.
I'm an NRA member. I'm a veteran. And NRA leadership does not speak for us. They won't even communicate with us. They just want our money. But they're full of propaganda, and I think they're paranoid, and they need some mental help.
Yes.
And as far as I'm concerned, most people don't need a gun for anything.
Yeah.
Like I say, I'm a little veteran.
Yeah, well, but, Wayne LaPierre, when he talks about mental health, he knows what he's talking about. You don't even have to have the sound up on the TV. You can just be like, that guy, for instance, shouldn't have a gun.
Absolutely right.
Video games kill people, not guns.
By the way, the NRA has a new video game. Look.
Yeah, yeah.
Check out our new app. Okay. 58 minutes after the hour. Right back with Representative Jan Schakowsky and sexy liberal John Fugelsang on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's The Stephanie Miller Show.
Yes, it is. Happy Friday. 6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number toll free from anywhere. We were talking about Senator Sanders and Congresswoman Schakowsky's bill earlier.
Yep.
Looky who's here.
What?
The rocking Congresswoman of the great state of Illinois, Representative Jan Schakowsky. Good morning, Congresswoman.
Good morning, Stephanie.
You're just my favorite. Okay. You know, it's interesting. A lot of times you or Senator Sanders will talk about something on the show or present a bill, and you think, well, that just seems like such good sense. That seems like such common sense. And yet,
I know. That's why it's going to be so hard to pass.
Right.
In the House of Representatives, yeah.
Like your Public Option Deficit Reduction Act. There you go. It says it all. We could have a public option and reduce the deficit. What a great idea. Everyone's for it, right?
Everyone.
Yeah. No.
Out there is for it, especially when you pose taxing corporations against cutting Social Security and Medicare. This is a slam dunk. And so we want to, say we can raise $590 billion from corporations that are mostly that are outsourcing jobs or putting their corporate headquarters in the Cayman Islands. And it's there.
Representative,
it's
called the Corporate Tax Fairness Act, just so people understand. It is to stop profitable corporations, as you just said, from sheltering income in the Cayman Islands and other tax havens. It would also end tax breaks for companies that ship jobs and factories overseas. What's not to love about this bill?
You know, I actually didn't even know this when I introduced the bill, that there is one office building in the Cayman Islands that has 18,000 corporations that are registered there. It's the sole occupant of something called the Ugland House, and there's a law firm that serves as a registered office for 18,857 entities. And so they don't have to pay the same taxes as they would pay if they were actually located in the United States of America, if their headquarters was there. So one of the things that our bill says is that they would absolutely have to pay some taxes.
Well, and it would take away incentives, obviously, for corporations to move the jobs overseas or to shift profits offshore, because the U.S. would tax their profits no matter where they're generated, right?
That's right. Right now, if they're generated overseas, they're called deferred. Basically, it means that they, unless they bring those profits home, which they really do, then they don't have to pay taxes on it. It would end that kind of deferred tax payment. It would say that a corporation could not claim to be from another country, if their management and control operations are primarily located in the United States. So instead of have corporations paying next to no taxes, which many have done, that is zero taxes, we would be able to collect more from these corporations.
Well, and as you say, it raises more than $590 billion in revenue over the next decade. The head of the AFL-CIO said it would increase investment, employment, and wages in the United States.
Correct.
And as you know, Senator Sanders says corporate profits that are at an all-time high, but we're going to hear the same thing from our Republican friends, aren't we? Oh, you can't. You're going to hurt business. You're going to hurt these companies. I mean, what is their argument? This just, again, seems to make so much practical sense. What are you going to hear on the floor?
Well, you know, here's one of the things they're going to say is that actually corporate taxes in the United States of America are higher than most other places. And that's true on paper, about 30% tax rate, except that, in fact, the average that they actually pay is about 12%. And of the 83 of the Fortune 100 companies in the United States use these offshore tax havens to lower their tax rate, and it's just it's completely unfair. And so we're going to get the money that is really owed. Look, these are not tax breaks that are offered to ordinary Americans.
Right.
I know very few who actually have stashed their money in a post office box or their, you know,
I don't even know where they are. Where are the Cayman Islands? Exactly.
Oh, yeah. But they do it in Bermuda too. Have you
right.
heard of that?
Right.
Yes.
Right. But you got to go through the triangle to get there. So that's. But now.
Yeah, that's true.
It's loopholes. That's all you're talking about, right? It's closing these loopholes.
That's exactly right. The Republicans seem absolutely comfortable to say the problem is all these old folks who, by the way, people over 65 years of age, the median income is $22,000 a year. That's it.
Yeah.
And the average Social Security benefit for women is about $13,000 a year. These are the people that the Republicans are comfortable going after, but you're right, we'll squeal when we talk about the Corporate Tax Fairness Act. But the American people are with us. I'm relying on the good sense of the American people more and more these days to really frighten the Congress that if they do things like go after veterans benefits or Social Security benefits, that they're going to pay at the polls. And I think that's going to happen.
Well, were you at this retreat yesterday? The president spoke.
I'm at it.
Oh, you're at it.
I'm
now.
At it.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
So cool.
Cool. Cool. So the president.
Let me tell you how cool it is. Not only do we have the vice president, then the president, the former president Bill Clinton, but Stephen Colbert just left.
Oh.
Yeah.
So now the president said it won't be smooth, it won't be simple, there will be frustrations, there will be times when you guys will be mad at me and I'll occasionally read about it. But he said if you keep focused, I expect Nancy Pelosi is going to be speaker again pretty soon. I'm echoing what you just said, Representative, the American people are largely with us on all of these issues that we're talking about. And we've just got to go for it. We've got to stop saying, oh, we can't get that done politically. Right.
Well, you know, the Republican Congress right now is less popular than head lice.
Yeah.
It's true. There was a poll done. Head lice, I believe colonoscopies.
Cockroaches.
Root canals. Yeah.
Right.
It's still more popular than, what's that, STD?
Chlamydia.
Anyway.
The one. Okay.
Okay. Anyway, they are at risk, and even they are saying and worried about it, that if they really botch this, all these fiscal debates, that they're going to be in trouble in 2014. Well, they're doing a really good job at botching these by targeting absolutely the wrong people in our world, and everybody, I think, is catching on. And so we'll see. Although, you know, Eric Cantor, I don't know if you saw, he gave a speech that sounded really similar to the president's inaugural address. Kind of hit all the points. They're trying to remake themselves.
So right. We'll see.
I heard the president said to you guys yesterday that he's heard the Republicans aren't interested in a temporary delay of the sequester unless the argument includes additional spending cuts. He said they recognize it's a bad idea, but what they suggested is the only way to replace it is to cut Social Security, cut Medicare, not close a single loophole, raise any other income. He said, I have to tell you, that's an argument they want to have before the court of public opinion. It's an argument I'm more than willing to engage in.
And that's what we're going to take. The president has also said that he's going to take that argument also on behalf of Democrats that are running for Congress. He's going to be out there campaigning for us, which is very exciting. And we have a very systematic plan on targeting of districts where these Republicans are on the wrong side, not only of history, but I believe the wrong side of even the majority in their district. They are mistaken if they think that even people who call themselves conservatives or Tea Partiers are for decimating veterans benefits, Medicare, Social Security.
That's
they
right.
are not.
That's right. I'm enjoying the fight between the Republican establishment and the Tea Party, aren't you? I think we should just see how that plays
great.
Out.
I think it's great.
Oh,
now,
by the way.
Carl Rove, now the establishment guy, you know, rooting for the moderates. It's wonderful.
Yeah, I told them not to fight. They're all losers. Listen, Representative, we found that statistic. I think Republican Congress less popular than a chlamydia-affected cockroach that gets stuck in you during a colonoscopy.
There you go.
There you go.
All right. good luck with you and Senator Sanders, and thanks so much for taking time to talk to us about it.
I'm always grateful to talk to you, Steph. Thanks a lot.
Me too, you. Thanks, okay. Representative. There she goes.
I love her.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah.
When you get a chlamydia-infested cockroach stuck in you during
colonoscopy.
Oof.
Sheesh.
Because, you know, they let you see. You can see the camera. Like, doctor, that's not a chlamydia-infested cockroach, is it? In my
colon? In your colon? What?
All right. Hey, it's Friday, everybody.
Yeah, you get to follow that, John.
Oh, how do I follow that?
Hello, John Fugelsang.
A chlamydia-infested cockroach. That's it, during a colonoscopy. What an
right.
opening. What
so
an
speak.
Opening.
Hey, you blargan.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, sexy liberal John Fugelsang. Don't know if you've heard. The box office in Chicago has exploded for our big Midwest show April 13th. We just went on sale Friday. VIP tickets gone. Other tickets, I'm telling you, go.
My sweet home, Chicago.
Hey, Chicago, you say twice wasn't enough?
15 is my limit.
Stephanie Miller's sexy liberal comedy tour is making a return visit to the Chicago Theater on April 13th.
With filthy mouths and bad attitudes.
Witness the ecclesiastical mook, John Fugelsang.
That's him.
Hilarious heartthrob, Hal Sparks. And Catholic girl gone wild, Stephanie Miller, as they reunite for another night of inspired comedy.
We're putting the band back together. We're on a mission from God.
Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com. Come see the tour that sparked a number one comedy album and its own TV documentary. It's more fun than a bag of Vipers.
We're just packaging what the kids want.
That's the sexy liberal comedy tour at the Chicago Theater on April 13th.
Now, who can argue with that?
Sweet Home Chicago is about to get more sugar from Mama.
Sweet Home Chicago.
Woo! All right, John Fugelsang.
It's going to be a fun night.
Great.
Yeah.
I enjoyed
Great.
Your Dick Cavan interview.
Oh, you
night.
Saw that. Thank you.
Well, I unfortunately tuned in late, but I actually did a benefit with him at the for the Museum of Broadcasting in New York.
Oh, cool.
Back in the 90s. We did Lost Marx Brothers radio shows, and Dick played Groucho, and I was Chico in like 19 other parts.
It was
wow.
It's always amazing to shake hands with someone who shook hands with Groucho, but I was hosting Joy Behar a couple of months ago, and I asked Dick to be a guest, and he came on, and I got him to join Twitter on air. And he tweeted once and never tweeted again. I got him like 6,000 followers in a weekend.
Wow.
So I had him on last night just to scream at him for not doing it. And so we have a deal. I'm going to go over his house and get him into Twitter. And he's going to, I think, be a regular on Viewpoint and start coming on and doing a panel
cool.
every week.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
Oh, but I'm sorry. What is Travis telling us? Jen Schakowsky is back?
With news.
With news? With
oh,
some
please
news?
Take
okay, sure.
All
go,
right.
Go ahead.
Representative, are you back?
I forgot to tell you something.
Oh, my God.
Stephen Colbert was telling us that his sister, he calls her Lulu, I'm not sure, is running for Congress as a Democrat in South Carolina. And John Lewis and James Clyburn are working on an endorsement today. We'll see if that comes through. But
oh,
anyway,
cool.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, I saw a funny thing about how he couldn't support her as his fictional character.
Yeah.
As his fictional character. Yes. But he gave John Lewis a great big hug when he said he was going to have an executive session with Jim Clyburn and come up with an endorsement. So,
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you for that. Oh, my God. Now, now you're my cub reporter and my favorite congresswoman.
Okay. Great.
All right. Thank you, Representative.
Okay.
Wow, that's cool.
Right. Thank you.
John Lewis of the United Mine Workers Union?
No.
I didn't think he was.
Oh, her name is John Lewis.
No. Her name's Elizabeth Colbert Bush, and what's amazing about it is that if she gets this, she's going to run against Mark Sanford.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Wow.
That's a race already packed with comedy.
Comedy
All right.
gold.
19 minutes after, I'm guessing that will be featured at Chicago Sexy
Two
Liberal.
Two forms of comedy royalty.
19 minutes after the hour. Back with more Fridays with Fuglesang on The Stephanie Miller Show.
The station where the handbasket to hell leaves from. It's The Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 24 minutes after the hour, Chris in Oakland writes, "Egads, it's begun. The Sandy storm, the halting of the trash pickup, the coming of the rats, the subsequent deaths of those rats via vehicular factors, the consumption of the aforementioned rat carcasses by large birds. Then all it's going to take one of those birds, one of those dead rat flesh infected birds to bite or maybe sneeze on just one human, and shabam, it's the zombie apocalypse. And that,
oh my
dear friends, is why we all need assault weapons and maybe even Cobra gunships.
And hazmat suits.
Right. John, how's New York?
We have to arm the rats, too. We have to arm the rats.
Right,
come on.
Right, right.
For all their rat militias, they're well-regulated. New York's disgusting, Steph. Thanks for asking. This morning, I got up to the screeching infant, decided that my sleep was done.
Right.
And at ungodly o'clock.
You make parenthood sound really great.
It's wonderful. It's fantastic. The CIA actually should impose this on the Gal Qaeda guys in Gitmo, and they'll talk in no time. I mean, give them a baby to
raise.
Do away
with drones altogether.
Yeah. Like, I'll name my friends. Just let me sleep. It's delightful. And he's weighs, you know how much he weighs now? He's almost 11 months old. You know how much he weighs? 161 pounds.
Oh,
no.
That is incredible. That is a big baby.
And he's vegan. These babies will abuse you and poke you and slap you and emotionally manipulate you. And we take it. Babies are Chris Brown.
Right.
So he wakes me up. There's no snow yet. No snow. It's very nice outside.
Yes.
Bring him down. See, look outside, Henry Jack. No snow. And then suddenly it starts pouring and it starts coming down. It's like Charlie Sheen's dressing room. It's just everywhere. And then it all turns to rain. It all turns to slush.
Oh,
right
really?
Now it is so cold and wet and disgusting in New York right now.
Awesome.
But it's supposed to be like 2 feet by the end of the day, but right now it's just slush falling and wet.
Awesome. And screaming infants.
Maggot-encrusted clumps from the sky.
Look, maybe it'll drown the rats.
Speaking of your 161-pound baby, how is the lovely Mrs. Fuglesang's vaginal rejuvenation going? That must have been quite the birth.
Well, she had a cesarean, Stephanie.
Oh, well, thank God for you.
We can talk about that all you want, but yeah.
Stop giving me that look.
What, Stephanie?
I'm very close to Mrs. and Mr. Fuglesang.
Well, yeah,
I
but you just said that to a billion people over the air.
Sarah in Tennessee.
She had 23 hours of labor and then a C-section, and she ain't complaining.
Yikes.
She ain't complaining, if you're wondering.
Oof. Sarah in Tennessee, you're on with John Fuglesang. Hello, Sarah.
Hey, Steph.
Hi.
Listen, I want to talk about this gun control thing.
Please.
Please.
Oh, mercy. I tell you what, I live in Tennessee, and I swear I'm thinking about moving because the state legislature here is trying to push a law to allow guns, no matter if the businesses say no firearms allowed, at schools, elementary schools, churches, any kind of business. And the governor, the only thing he has said here, about it, I have to look into it. I don't really think that we need guns at schools. And his daughter
is a teacher.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah.
Wow. Wow. If we could get a time machine, we could get Wayne LaPierre from the 90s to be opposed to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. That's all he took from the John Brennan hearings is, we should all have drones. Not only are drones a great idea.
Oh, you want to talk about the John Brennan hearings today? I'd love to.
Yes,
but,
yes.
The caller is right, though, because the Arkansas Senate voted last week to allow guns into churches.
Yep.
And I thought, yeah, okay, good. Someone's looking out for the altar boys. But no, now they want to, like, let anyone bring a concealed handgun.
Great.
Into a place.
They can treat the communion hosts like clay pigeons, maybe. I don't know.
Well, yeah, once you get past that whole faith thing, it's a pretty good idea.
Yeah, exactly. Paul! Body of Christ! Okay.
Who would Jesus shoot?
Jesus was Prince of Peace. He should have been the Prince of Packet of Peace.
Okay. All right. Jay in Illinois, you're on with John. Hey, Jay. Hello, Jay!
Hello.
Hi, go ahead. 30 seconds.
Yes. In Illinois, guys on it earlier, in Illinois, we have to go through extensive background check to be lawful gun owners. It's not just walk into a gun shop, buy a gun, and walk out the door. You have to have what they call a FOIA card, which is issued by the state police. Then you have to go to the gun shop, buy the gun, fill out the ATF paperwork.
But not
then
in Indiana.
Then you have to wait 24 hours.
Not
right.
In Indiana.
Not just 7 feet over the border of Illinois, unfortunately. Yeah. Okay. Back with more Fridays with John Fugelsang on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Just me, or does that stripper look exactly like
Stephanie Miller?
Huh? What? It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 34 minutes after the hour, Fridays with Sexy Liberal John Fugelsang. Patty in Fort Lauderdale is anti-infant, like you, John. She writes, Steph and the Mooks, did you know what's sweeter than the sound of a child's laughter? Silence from not having any damn children. I am child-free by choice. Go on, sister.
Yeah, I mean they're terrible, but I'm also codependent, so I'm stuck with it.
Right, there you go. Oh,
yeah,
some more listener comedy, by the way. From Kevin in Chicago, be the first in your womb with a zygote mortgage. Stephen the Mooks, be the first in your neighborhood womb to take out a zygote mortgage. Now available for the first time, our finest mortgage deal could be yours before you even take your first breath. Worried about how you as a zygote will be able to sign that mortgage? No worries. Act now, you'll receive as a gift our new transvaginal ink dispenser. Insert, sign, and babe, voila, we've got a deal. 1-800-SAVE-ME from the lunatics today. Okay.
Fred Thompson's offering a reverse zygote mortgage.
Yeah.
I see what you did. John Fugelsang.
I'm pretty tired. I think I'll go home now.
Oh, Fred Thompson, you hack.
John Fugelsang, president of Parents Against Infants. We had your friend Tina Dupuy on here, who is the head of it's kind of a niche group, people who don't like being shot.
Did you tell Tina to stop calling me?
Yes,
okay,
I told her to stop. But we're getting the right wing trolls, right, Chris? The hello,
yes.
I'm a 17,000 star brigadier general who is against gun control of any kind.
Yeah.
I'm the top general in the Navy.
You don't even go on Twitter, Steph. You don't know what trolls are like. You don't know how evil these people
are.
No.
Tell her, Chris. They're evil.
Just,
they're not even people. They're kids with skin.
And they all seem to have an egg for an avatar.
Yes, they do. And they have hastily put up profiles.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But there's some people who really hate. This guy, Todd Kincannon, who used to be the head of the South Carolina.
Yep.
Did
God.
You talk about him earlier?
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
his Super Bowl tweets, racist, homophobic.
Attacking
me all last year.
Oh, was he?
Dark-hearted man, yeah, and he does it for attention, you know, so you just got to block him and ignore him. But then, of course, Wonkat found pictures he had been sending women of his pootie thing. Yeah, he's one of those men who sends out photos of his member, and one of those great patriots.
Guy thing,
you know, I think men who do that don't deserve to have a camera or email or women or a penis, but he did it, it turns out that his best work is behind him.
Hi!
Hey!
All right, John Fugelsang, Marco Rubio will be giving the, response to the State of the Union.
Yeah, he'll be following that trend of greatness.
Yeah, I love this. Talking Points wrote a piece about the fact that he's the idol media idolization has reached its zenith. He's on the cover of Time magazine. The Republican savior.
Yeah, look at that.
How Marco Rubio
for Mitch
became
Daniels.
The new voice of the GOP.
Uh-huh.
Here are some fun facts, if you'd like to know.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
let's talk about
the Great
fun
New
facts.
Hope, the new voice of the Republican flavor.
Because last year it was Mitch Daniels, you'll recall, and now he's working in academia.
Mitch who?
He's the one. Yeah. He works in a tree. He's a Keebler.
Oh, that's right.
Mr. Keebler.
He makes those yummy cookies.
Mm. Yeah, remember him? He was gonna save the GOP last year. Go on.
Yes, that little guy. Okay. So these are ways that he's actually he still espouses many of the extreme policies that voters just rejected. So he's not really new.
Right.
Yeah. Number one, refused to raise the debt ceiling. Number two, co-sponsored and voted for the balanced budget amendment, which would force the government to slash spending during an economic downturn. If the amendment were in place, John, during this last financial crisis, unemployment would have doubled.
Hmm.
Number three, signed the Norquist pledge. Number four, backed Florida's voter purge. Number five, doesn't believe in climate change. Number six, opposed federal action to help prevent violence against women. He voted against the motion to proceed to even debate the Violence Against Women Act.
That's this week. He's
right.
One of the eight.
Right.
One
believes employers should be able to deny birth control to their employees. Recorded robocalls for an anti-gay group. The national nom, that guy.
Nom.
Urging Americans to deny equal rights to gays and lesbians. He wouldn't take a position on the legislation that would prevent employers from firing people from being gay. It wouldn't say whether same-sex couples should receive protection under the immigration law. So that's all those brand new ideas, all packaged.
There's more than that, Steph. May I? Would you indulge me?
Yes, please.
Because after the Time magazine cover surfaced showing that he is the savior, Marco Rubio tweeted yesterday, "There's only one savior," and then he felt the need to hashtag Jesus afterwards.
Oh, okay.
The great thing is that this week Senator Rubio revealed his Spotify list of his favorite songs. Did you know about this?
No.
Barack Obama once revealed he was a big fan of Jay-Z and Dylan. Last year, Paul Ryan said he had Rage Against the Machine as one of his favorite bands.
you're what we're raging against.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, he actually meant grovel before the machine. Marco Rubio's list had U2 and Coldplay, Carlos Vives, and even the Tupac song Changes. Although apparently when he heard the reference to Huey being shot, he was devastated to hear he lost Huey Lewis. But here's the best thing about it. He actually said one of his favorite tunes is Click. Then Marco Rubio said one of his favorite tunes this week was Click by Kanye with Big Sean and Jay-Z. I don't know if you know it. It's a great song. But the lyrics actually say, "Ain't nobody fresher than my mother effing click, click, click. I tell a bad biatch, do whatever I say. I might let my crew bang, my crew deeper than Wu-Tang." And then it calls out former Bush CIA director George Tenet. So that's Marco Rubio's favorite song. Just for the Tea Party, your move.
Checkmate.
This is it.
Don't play it. You're going to get in trouble. You're going to get in trouble if you play that song.
These are all radio-friendly songs in this computer.
Oh, it's all the bad.
Hey, I'm looking out for you guys. All right?
I know. No, Clear Channel would not put non-radio-friendly things in this computer.
Okay, glad to know. Well, then,
unless they're trying to knock us off the air.
Unless it were a trap.
Okay.
All right. By the way, how cool is this? Sir Paul McCartney scored a Super Bowl win with locals in New Orleans after serenading a tram with his classic hits. He began belting out Hard Day's Night as he traveled on a public streetcar. I love this. And the packed carriage, who initially mistook him for a lookalike, left red-faced after realizing it was, in fact, Paul McCartney.
Wow.
Yeah, one Louisiana resident said, "Everyone was just ignoring him, really, because there's a lot of buskers in this town. He started to sing directly to my friend Evelyn, and she was quite uncomfortable at first because he was in her space. Then we realized it was Sir Paul McCartney. We just were in shock."
Yeah. He's a very, very, very cool person.
That's a bloke who interviewed John Fugelsang.
Great pleasure to work with Paul a couple times in London and New York. And the most shocking thing about him is how real he is.
Mm.
Like you
so
think,
cool.
like you know, Dylan's a freak. Brando had to become a freak. McCartney, he's really real.
Yeah. Well, you can forgive them for thinking it was probably a crazy hobo on the train.
Yes.
you're
crazy 70-year-old vegetarian hobo. By
all right, nowhere, man. Whatever. Oh my God, it's you. Okay. Another celebrity news: Simon Cowell to launch a new cooking show.
Another great.
Yeah. In talks with Fox Network to broadcast a culinary reality competition, a food show called Food Glorious Foods, which aims to find the best home-cooked meal, with the winning dish being sold in top supermarkets.
You call this water? I'm sorry, I'm not refreshed.
That was the worst souffle I've ever seen. It's flatter than the ratings for Kitchen Nightmares.
It's a little pitchy. That souffle's a little pitchy, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although he hasn't been on American Idol in
No.
Yeah.
It's less than stuck
really?
In my brain.
Yeah. I'm happy to have not noticed.
Barbara Walters will be returning to The View in 3 weeks or so. Boy, she has had a time of it. She fell and cut her head during the inauguration week and got a concussion and then came down with chicken pox.
Wow.
She called into the show and said, "Hello, my dolls. I miss you. I watch you every day, though. I talk back to you. I complain to you. I join the Hot Topics. I do everything." That would be the most entertaining reality show to be to watch Barbara Walters with chicken pox and a concussion on her couch.
Yeah.
And a hot dog. Even kids with chicken pox.
Just blathering at the television. That would be hilarious. Oh, Whoopi, that is ridiculous. I can't believe you just said that. She's, like, delirious. Oh, chicken
pox. I'm delirious.
Oh, chicken pox? Chicken pox doesn't make you delirious?
She's chicken pocked.
I'm completely
delirious. I am completely, wow, I am discombobulated.
Scratch, scratch, scratch.
That sounds like the child of Mitch McConnell and Barbara Walters.
All right, McConnell. I can't get chicken pox.
Star Wars creator George Lucas. Disney has awarded him 37 million shares, wow, of its company stock as part of the deal.
Wow.
To acquire Lucasfilm and the
Star Wars. Wow.
Right?
Disney
Yikes.
Is going to make enough money off this deal to buy Disney. Yes.
Worth over $2 billion for Lucas.
Fun!
Mm-hmm.
Wow!
And he gave over...
I think I'll be knocking on his door to see if he'd like to invest in some... Oh, I don't know.
He is literally
liberal radio stations, something like that.
Liberally giving billions of this money to education. It's just amazing. It's
he's
just
a great
like
guy.
He's giving back so much after taking so much away from us. And now they're going to make 5 movies, you know. They're going to be making the new trilogy, and then they're going to make a Han Solo as a young
Solo
man
movie.
Spinoff film and a Boba Fett movie.
Oof.
Who's Boba Fett?
Not a Jar Jar Binks movie?
Who's Boba Fett? Who said who's Boba Fett?
Chris, of course.
What did you say? I don't know who that is either,
Swords
but I've
and
heard
elves.
Of it.
Yeah,
well, you're a girl, Steph.
Yes, I have an exemption.
You have an
I'm a boy, and I don't know who Boba Fett is.
That is appalling. If you're a boy under 50 and you don't know who Boba Fett is, well, I just don't know what to say. You probably had friends and had a life as a child. That's all I can think.
You know what's funny is that I remember when Star Wars came out, my dad went to go see Star Wars, my mom went to go see The Spy Who Loved Me, and my sister and I went to go see Herbie Goes Bananas.
I saw all 3 of those movies.
You always had bad taste.
What?
Okay.
Yeah, Herbie Goes Bananas is a terrible film.
It was. It was awful.
Well, Boba Fett also had a cameo in Herbie Goes Bananas.
Okay. Yes.
There were 5-year-olds checking their watches during Herbie Goes Bananas.
Jim, Christopher Walken's number one life lesson is to buckle up.
Buckle up. Really?
Yes, he's a big
seatbelt. Wear a watch.
He's a big seatbelt believer.
Wear a watch.
They asked him in Rolling Stone, what's it like to be impersonated so frequently by so many people?
Yeah. What'd he say?
Jim Ward. He said, "I have a friend of mine who does me on his answering machine. When I call him, I answer. It's pretty strange." And then he said, "I've been doing Bette Davis since I sat down here. You didn't even notice." He deadpanned.
That's funny.
He's funny.
Betty Davis.
That's it's not
you said, you Betty, said Betty, Betty. Betty. Betty Davis.
What kind of gay are you?
Yeah.
Betty Davis, who also said, "Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy
night."
Yeah. Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
Yeah, there you go. See, that was Christopher Walken doing. Actually, Jim Ward doing Christopher Walken doing Betty Davis.
Walken, he's got like 3 movies out right now. I mean, he's got The Pillow with Pacino and then 7 Psychopaths, and he's wonderful doing a dramatic role playing a non-psychopath in this film, A Late Quartet, that I saw about a classical group. So good for him.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he actually plays.
He's working a lot. Yeah, he plays cello, and it's amazing.
All right. 45 minutes after the hour. Fasten your seatbelts. The end of the show is going to be a bumpet, Rod.
Can I bash Eric Cantor when we come back?
Yes!
Thank
right
you.
Back with the remaining moments of Fridays with Bugles laying on the Stephanie Miller Show.
The mere fact that I have a breathy voice, full sensual lips, and a steaming hot body doesn't make me a bimbo.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
It is the
using
Stephanie
my
Miller
noggin.
Show. Yeah,
I take it back. You don't have Betty Davis thighs.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Fridays with Sexy Liberal John. People saying you
Hello.
Now. You say what now about Eric Cantor?
Oh, Mike. Well, did you enjoy his new rebrand of the entire Republican Party?
Yes.
Yes. That was wonderful. Again, Eric Cantor is so good at completely rebranding the GOP without changing any of the ideology.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, he did this with his hands, though.
Well, it's been more facelifts than a Desperate Housewives reunion show.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
Because in 2009, you remember there was the National Council for a New America. In 2010 was the Young Guns campaign. Remember the Young Guns, which was sounded like gay porn? And then 2011 was the Cut and Grow plan. And then this week he gave that speech titled Making Life Work, which should have been called Making Female Life Work for One-Third Less Pay. But because he's against the
guy. I see what you're saying there. All right. Steve in Chicago, you're on with John. Hi, Steve. Hello, Steve. Steve?
Hey there.
Hello now. Okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a quick comment regarding a guy that called in a couple of days ago who somehow tried to mix the abortion issue with gun control. Whenever I get into an argument, a virtual argument on Facebook with my gun nut friends, eventually I work in the fact that apparently I'm pro-life and they're not. And I can't tell you how upset that gets them.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
I'm pro-life because I believe in gun control. And then, of course, they bring up the fact that I'm pro-choice. And I say, yeah, I'm pro-choice and I'm pro-life.
Yep.
Yeah, and then their head explodes immediately and then the conversation's over. It's big.
And most of them support the death penalty anyway, so they're pro-some life.
Yeah. Dan in North Carolina. Hi, Dan.
How you doing? Good. I just wanted to address those supposed cops who were talking about being against limiting the number of rounds in a magazine.
Yeah, we're somehow suspect that was not a cop.
Yeah, well, no, I am not one of them. I'm the guy that says if it takes you two or more seconds to change out, even at 185 pounds in high school, I could cover 10 yards in 2 seconds.
Right.
So if I'm one of the guys that's left standing after the first burst from the moron, I'm one of the guys that's going to put him on his back.
Right. Well,
before
Dan,
he gets to switch.
Right.
Dan, as Jim was saying earlier, these aren't one of these fantastical scenarios. This is what happened. This is how
exactly
they stopped the Tucson shooters. Exactly. I mean, it's happened before. That's, you know, John, as a lot of people have said, that's the only chance sometimes you have, and don't you want to give our kids that chance to, you know, to
run away?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Well, exactly. It's like, you know, Wayne LaPierre is essentially fighting, and fighting really hard, for the American maniac community's right to not have to reload mid-massacre.
Yeah. We have too many live children.
Yeah.
How did they get the Aurora shooter when he stopped to reload?
There you go.
Exactly.
That's what we were just saying. Let's take a look at our celebrity trading cards, shall we?
Okay.
Tina Turner may become a Swiss citizen and give back her U.S. passport.
Grazie.
Well, she presumably, because she can't stand the rain. It doesn't rain as much.
Hope you like snow.
Right? And Canada denies Randy Quaid's request to say, wait a minute, we get Randy Quaid back? Are we losing Tina Turner? That is not a good trade.
Get out, eh?
Oh, no.
But we get to keep Dennis Quaid, so.
Oh, Dennis Quaid is good.
Yeah. Who was in charge of that trade? George W. Bush? What the hell? All right.
Oops.
Camilla in New Hampshire, you're on with John. Hey, Camilla.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
I'm so excited that I get to talk to you.
Me too.
First of all, I just want to tell you there should be a lot more strong women like you in the world.
Right.
And the reason I'm calling is I wanted to share my gun experience. I grew up in California. I'm 49 years old. I never found the need to have a gun in my life.
Right.
However, I live in New Hampshire right now. I went to a gun shop, went in. They told me basically that as long as I don't have a felony, I could get a gun within an hour. But what they don't know about me is I'm a recovering alcoholic. And I'm bipolar.
Okay.
I'm probably one of the most sanest people who were there to get a gun. But, you know, I mean, I'm very much together and sober and all that. But it's just amazing how they could give me a gun within an hour, being the person I am, because I have no felonies. It just shocks me. And the man was showing me the guns showed me a beautiful little pink gun. And I guess that was a gun that killed a child the other day.
Right, I thought it was a toy.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I thought it was a toy. I'm just appalled, but thank you so much.
Thank you, honey. Pretty nice to talk to you. All right. Jim,
you're Kim Kardashian? Kim Kardashian tweeted a photo of her new diamond-encrusted gun she bought just a month after coming out for gun control after Newtown. Like,
God.
Like,
awesome.
It just, she is to activism what Susan B. Anthony was to sex tapes with Ray J.
Hey, speaking of sex? Jim, here's a random fun fact for you, which I'm not sure we needed to know. De Niro wore socks during sex, according to a...
Why did he offer this info?
I don't know why, I just have a visual of that. Carol Mallory, the actress and model who wrote Loving Mailer about her affair with Norman Mailer, has penned another book about her exploits with famous men, including Robert De Niro, whom she alleges wore socks to bed.
So I can pretend I'm wearing a condom. Except it's on my feet.
What?
A little bit.
I don't know why. I will never get that visual out of my head now. I don't know why. All right, and one more for you, Jim. I don't know why. Halle Berry took her top off and dunked her bare breasts in a bowl of guacamole.
Yay.
On the set of...
I'm hungry for guacamole suddenly.
On the set of movie 43.
Damn.
Yeah, it's a scene about a couple who played truth or dare on their first date. Among other things, she ended up sticking her bare breast in a bowl. She just improvised.
Yay. Oh, that was for her.
I should have tried that at my Super Bowl party.
Yeah, that wasn't just hijinks at the craft services table. That was for a film, yes.
I was going to say, the craft services table is actually better than the film. From my
yeah.
John, you had some thoughts about the John Brennan hearings?
Well, I sure did. Did you watch yesterday?
I did. I saw some clips, not the whole thing.
I mean, you know, I don't know what you guys thought about it. I mean, to me, he was like the most thoughtful, soft-spoken, reflective man who could kill us all with his bare hands. But,
right.
You know, I want to believe a lot of things. I was really disappointed at the things that was not asked to John Brennan. I was surprised no one asked him why all adult males are considered combatants, and that's how they keep the civilian death casualty numbers so low. Mm-hmm. I was surprised that no one asked him about the CIA's new definition of the word imminent, because now it means not imminent. So, like, if someone might attack us in 50 years, we can kill them now. I was surprised by his unwillingness to say if waterboarding was torture. He said, I can't say if it's torture. I'm not a lawyer. So, you know, I think he was great. He should have coached Chuck Hagel, by all means. But I know he's against waterboarding. But
he's right. He said, I had the impression in 2007 that intelligence came out of waterboarding. But, you know, he read the report. It raises serious questions about the information I was given at the time.
Yeah, but, you know, and he was also deputy director of the CIA and didn't know this was going on. And I'm willing to take him at his word on that. But it's sort of like... That's hardly a badge of honor. Exactly. Now, he's against
waterboarding. Why would I keep secrets? I wouldn't keep a secret.
He's against waterboarding, but he's okay with killing Americans for stuff they haven't done yet without a trial because they're an imminent threat that's not really imminent. I guess that's a Jersey thing. But, you know, I'm sure he's going to get confirmed, and I hope that he'll realize that every time a drone kills an America hater, it creates new America haters. And
you know what is imminent?
We're going to win this.
Chicago Sexy Liberal. And I would get your tickets immediately. What's imminent is a sellout.
A
sellout at Chicago Theater, which will happen. It's happened twice before. It'll happen very quickly for the April 13th Chicago Sexy Liberal. Go get it. That's it for us. I'd like to thank John Fugelsang in the New York Bureau. Sexy Liberal, his own bad self. Chris, Jim, Mooks, Travis, whatever. See you Monday on the Stephanie Miller Show.